Welcome to Moments of Inspiration. We invite you to join us for the next few minutes as we present in song and teaching a biblical message exalting Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Support for our ministry is given by those who seek to share the gospel of Jesus Christ so that as many as possible can hear the good news of God's love and saving grace. We also design our programs to encourage and strengthen Christians in our walk of faith. We're so glad you're listening today. Please join us for a few moments of inspiration with our featured speaker, Max Pratt.
I have said all these things to you to keep you from falling away. They will put you out of the synagogues. Indeed, the hour is coming when whoever kills you will think he is offering service to God. And they will do these things because they have not known the Father nor me. But I have said these things to you, that when their hour comes, you may remember that I told them to you. That's John chapter 16, verses 1 through 4. The hostility between Jesus and the religious leaders among the Jews would not end when they crucified him. It would go beyond the hatred shown to Jesus. It would be the hatred of the world against his followers. Jesus told his disciples they were not going to escape the harsh treatments of the wicked world. So Jesus gives them notice in advance of their suffering for him. They were to remember that Jesus told them about their hatred and why they do so. They did not know the Father, nor did they know the Son. We should not think that it's strange that we might suffer for being a Christian. Our values and our goals will be much different from the world. And our faith will testify of the righteousness that God has called us to live by every day. There is the danger of falling away if the attacks of Satan are not seen as a test of keeping our faith and strengthening it. God is bringing us a hope that will carry us through life.
I love you, written in red, in letters of crimson, God wrote his love on a hillside so long, long ago. Love's greatest story was told. I love you, I love you. That's what Calvary said. I love. Same hands that suffered and bled, giving all he had to give, a message so easily read. I love. I love you, that's what Calvary said. I love you, I love you, I love you, really. what Calvary said. I love you. I love you. I love you, written in red. I love you.
In Romans chapter 5, we read, through Jesus we have also obtained access by faith into this grace in which we stand, and we rejoice in hope of the glory of God. Not only that, but we also rejoice in our sufferings, knowing that suffering produces endurance, and endurance produces character, and character produces hope, and hope does not put us to shame. The steadfastness of our faith is to find a joy even in the unjust sufferings we may encounter in this world. Jesus shares with these disciples because of the nearness of his going to not be with them anymore. He has led them, and his presence was a comfort and a rock upon which they depended. But soon he would ascend into heaven. They had to face the world with a faith that would sustain them in their faithfulness to God. We have the very same set of circumstances today. We can be outcasts from the world around us because we do not do the things or accept the things of the world. Our righteousness will be a testimony against those who live a sinful life, engaging in the worldly pleasures of sin. The hope we live by is not a wishful thought of salvation. It is the blessed assurance that we have the promises of God. Jesus said he would come and he would take us home to be with him. All who fall asleep before he comes back and before his return will come back with him. We do not know when that will happen. We do not know the day nor the hour of the Lord's return. We live each day with the assurance that Jesus is walking with us into whatever our needs may be. He does not leave us alone. He does not forsake us. The Holy Spirit abides within our hearts and in our inner being to encourage us along the sometimes difficult journey of this life. We know some of the rest of the apostles' lives. They faced the hostility and treatment and were treated from those who had crucified Jesus in a very harsh way. They remained faithful to his cause and laid the foundation of the church throughout the world. Today we share the same good news as was shared in the world through these men. Many have suffered losses of every kind to take this message of love and grace to the world. Jesus foretells us of this wicked world and Satan's influence upon it. If we will listen carefully to the Lord's word and hold to his promises, we will not fall away. What we hold to each day is the knowledge that Jesus knows what we might suffer for his sake. He will not let such things happen that are too difficult for us to bear. He is forever our strength and will lead us through the trials and tribulations of life. Perhaps you're struggling with issues that bring much heartache to you. The world is not ever going to accept the Lord's way as the truth. We will have a constant battle against the spiritual powers of Satan. If we wear his armor, we can turn away all the attacks Satan makes against us and our faith in Jesus and the salvation that he has offered. Let us remember that through the Lord's suffering upon the cross came his resurrection. Through the suffering he provided us with the hope of life everlasting. Let Jesus keep you from falling back into the world where there is no hope. Live with the hope that does not disappoint.
How long has it been since you talked with the Lord and told Him your heart's hidden secret? How long since you prayed? How long since you stayed on your knees till the light shone through? How long has it been since your mind felt at ease? How long since your heart knew no burden? Can you call Him your friend? How long has it been since you knew that He cared for you? How long has it been since you knelt by your bed and prayed to the Lord up in heaven? How long since you knew that He'd answer you and would keep you the long night through? How long has it been since you walked with the Lord and felt that the days weren't the living? Can you call Him your friend? How long has it been since you knew that He cared for you? Can you call Him your friend? How long has it been since you knew that He cared for you?
Thank you for sharing your precious time with Moments of Inspiration today. This international ministry exists to honor Jesus Christ as the risen Lord. We present Christ's gospel message, praying to bring salvation to many. We hope to encourage Christians to walk by faith in Him until He comes again. We offer Bible studies and a free Bible upon request. You can contact us by email at moiradio@gmail.com or write us at 5728 White Settlement Road, Fort Worth, Texas 76114. You can find additional programs and information about this ministry on our website at momentsofinspiration.org. We thank you for listening today, and please join us again next week for Moments of Inspiration. Until we share once again, may God's rich blessings be with you.